The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, and it's 11 o'clock. Actually, it's a little after 11 o'clock. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we have a discussion on what's trending, what's big happening on the weekend. And I actually have the Jubilee Guidance Association here with me today. And also, I shall have the Prince Hall Origin National Compact Bahamas and Caribbean Lodge with me because they have some big events happening this weekend. And I say, man, come on and tell me what's happening. So we'll start off with Aaron Stubbs. That's a good Cat Island name, by the way, Stubbs. Yeah. Just letting you know. Aaron Stubbs is with me, and he's from the Jubilee Garden Neighborhood Watch, right? And you all are having an event. I need you to tell me what event you all are having, time, place, why should I come? Because, you know, my weekends be booked, but I want to come. So go ahead.
All right, so this is, we're having our third annual Jubilee Bay Festival. So this is an annual festival that we put on, and of course, as you know now, it's the third one. We first started off with the, I think that was in right before the pandemic, I think 2019. And then, of course, because of the pandemic, we had to put a screeching halt to the event. And so we just continued once the pandemic was over. But the purpose of the event is for the Neighborhood Watch Association for us to just go ahead and gain some funds for the association so that we could give back to the community as and when we can. And, of course, this event for the past 2 years, it has been a pretty much a success. We would have noticed that a lot of the neighborhood, I mean, it not only generated funds for the association, but it bring together neighbors, all right? So we realized, given that, especially since it's a subdivision, we realized that now we know our neighbors. And, of course, it's also to promote security within the neighborhood. And because of events like this and other small events that we have within the neighborhood, we realized that as it relates to security, it has been pretty good so far.
Stubbs, I want to talk about the event, but I want to talk about Neighborhood Watch. Mm-hmm. I live in a subdivision. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to get my neighbors together for like 17, 18 years now.
Oh, boy.
It ain't working. Oh, boy. What did you all do to come together to convince your neighbors, yeah, man, we can do projects together? What did you do?
Well, of course, you know, given the society that we live in today, you would realize that, you know, we have a lot of violence that's going on. And, of course, a lot of neighbors, they came together and they said, hey, listen, we need to put a stop to this some way, somehow. Now, of course, we cannot do that on a biggest, on a national scale. But, of course, if we could start within our neighborhood, that could be able to be spread out and other neighborhoods within the country could be able to feed off of what it is that we're doing and go ahead and implement these things inside their neighborhood. And so that's what we try to do. Just everybody can live in peace and harmony.
So Jubilee Gardens, where is that exactly?
So it's off, well, we have two entrances. One is off Fire Trail Road and the other is off Gladstone Road.
Okay. So I see it's at the Carmichael Road area. I see, yeah. Jubilee. That's for their budget. I know where budget is.
Yeah.
The budget is on Cowpen Road and Fate Avenue North.
Yes, that's somewhere further up. Yeah, it's a bit far.
Okay.
But
okay.
Yeah, if we're talking about, you know, where Bamboo Shack is on Carmichael Road, McKinney Drive.
Okay.
Basically, if you come out through there, then you make a left.
Ah, I see it, yeah, now. I see it. The big subdivision.
One. Yes,
y'all
sir.
Have a lot of houses through there.
Yeah, we do.
Okay. Yeah. So now let's talk about the event. This is happening when?
This is happening this Saturday.
This Saturday, tomorrow Saturday.
Tomorrow.
October 7th.
Correct.
Okay. And what time does it start?
It's actually going to start at 11 o'clock. And so, yeah, 11 o'clock. And so we're just hoping, you know, everybody come out, support. And it's going to be up until 9 p.m.
And I like fun things to do. Is this going to be a kids-friendly event? Can I come with my entire family? What's the draw? What's the draw?
Definitely. The whole point of it is, of course, like I say, to bring together neighbors, but also not only neighbors, but also persons. All right. And so it's a family friendly event. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be the host.
Okay. Good for you.
All right. And so while persons, of course, selling items and that sort of stuff, we're going to have multiple games that's going to go on to ensure that we retain persons on the park and to continue to spend and so that the association could be able to generate funds. And of course, with that being said, We have a lot of events such as Egg and Spoon Race, Watermelon Eating Contest, Sock Race, Musical Chairs, Ugly Man Contest, Bouncing Castle, Face Painting, Hoopla, Arts and Crafts, Seafood, Toys, Potato Bread, Banana Bread, Straw Bag, all sorts of stuff we're going to have there. So
I hear no grilling yet.
Definitely. Yeah, man. That's going to be there.
What type of man food, excuse me, ladies, what type of man food will you have there so I can come and eat?
Well, grilling, of course, would be one of those. And, of course, we're going to have a bar. So, listen, if you love to grill and chill, trust me, this is the event to come to. Yes. I'm telling you.
And, you know, Saturday, I'm trying to find out what all is happening. And this seems to be one of the big events that is happening Saturday where I can ease through with my family.
Oh, right? Yeah, definitely.
And have them do activities. Mm-hmm. And I get to eat and chill, like you said.
Yeah, grill and chill and then have fun. So, whilst you're grilling and chilling, your children or your child could be right there. They could also be having fun with some of the games that we're having throughout the day.
Okay. What are other communities are near Jubilee?
So we have Stapleton Gardens.
So we're inviting people from Stapleton Gardens to pass through because they have a good association.
Yeah, man. Okay. Yeah, man. And of course, we are part of the Tall Pines constituency.
Okay. So right. Everyone from Tall Pines in the pass by, that's what y'all doing.
Everyone and Bohemians. Yeah, but definitely those neighborhood watch, those residents, we're definitely hoping that they come out and also support.
Okay. So remind me of the date. This is your third one. So one and two gone, and y'all have improved upon it and say this is a big grand event now. This is a thing definitely to come to.
Yep.
Right? Family oriented event, mm-hmm, right? I want to participate in this watermelon eating contest. And not saying because I dark, that's why I want to eat watermelon.
Right,
watermelon
right.
is important to me.
Definitely. Right?
So can I do that or that's just for children?
No, definitely it is for you. But of course, we're going to restrict some of the games for the children and then a few of them for the adults as well, as we're going to have a mixture of these games going on with both the children as well as the adults.
And this ugly man contest, I can't compete because you know I kind of good looking-ish.
Okay.
Stressing the ish. But y'all did that before? Y'all actually find ugly Bohemians to participate in that and they get prizes?
Well, we tried. We haven't had anybody
who's that ugly.
Who came forth.
Because that's the family island thing.
Right.
Andrews have some interesting looking people.
right.
They have a good ugly man competition down there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they really are really important.
Right. right. Like I said, we're going to try again. Of course, like I said, for the past 2 years, we haven't had anyone who came forth. And of course, we don't want to force anybody. But of course, if you feel as though
if you're
ugly, and then you could probably transition to look better after that. But
what can I win for being ugly?
That'll be determined. I want you to come to the event and you determine what it is that you're going to win.
Because I won't win plenty of things, right? Okay. Let everyone know I'm ugly.
I know, Bohemians love things. Yeah. So if you're ugly, you could definitely come on down.
Okay, and I see you have banana bread and cassava bread, so it could be a very down-home experience.
Yes, definitely, and that's what we're trying to get at, because, of course, you know, living in the capital, of course, a lot of things are not as it would be on the family island, and so we're trying to, even for those persons maybe who's coming down in Nassau for the family island, at least they'll be able to have that same experience.
Good. So this is this Saturday, October 7th, mm-hmm, and this is starting at 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. You're going straight to the night.
Yeah, man. And all day.
And it's at the Jubilee Gardens Park, and mm-hmm, that's on Jubilee Boulevard?
Yes, Jubilee Boulevard, yes.
And Fire Trail Road. I'm picturing in my mind. That's why I see it now. That's where they have the food. What do you call it? The people who do the craft work. The food thing. The vendors who do onions and fresh market.
Oh, yes. It's on that same, Gladstone Road. So, yeah. Well, I could tell you where the park is. It's kind of central within the subdivision. If you're coming from Gladstone Road area, once you come to the T-junction, you're going to make a right. And then you're going to come to another T-junction. And then it's one house down from the T-junction. You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. Straight road when you go inside.
However, if you're coming from the Fire Trail Road entrance, you actually come straight down. I think you would pass I think it's about 3-speed bump. But then after you pass the only corner to the left, it's about 2 houses down. And you should be able to come right there to the park.
I come in and bring the
sounds
family.
Like a plan.
Because I don't know, I'm sure if you can sponsor me a plate of crab and rice.
Yeah.
Just in case.
All right.
Just remember my face.
It's right, right, right.
You're a guy.
Right.
But tomorrow at 11 o'clock to 9, 8 p.m.,
yep,
that was Eric Aaron Stubbs, right, yeah, from the Jubilee Garden Neighborhood Watch Association. And thank you very much for passing by. I have the flyer here. I'm going to scan and put on my page there and continue to promote it. And when you're all doing more events in terms of how to form a neighborhood watch and ideas, I'd be happy to entertain you again so I can get some more information on that.
Yeah, man.
But we'll take
no
a quick commercial break right now, and from there we'll transition to the Prince Hall Origin National Compact Bahamas in the Caribbean Lodge, right? I'm trying to get that name correctly, right? But we'll be right back.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior's phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police want to find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Welcome back to Garden Radio AM. Again, this is C.A. Nuri, and we have the lodge with us again. We actually have the Grand Master, the Honorable Greg Neal, Grand Master of Masons, Prince Hall Origin, National Compact in the Bahamas and the Caribbean. You know, I had to practice that, actually. You know, for the weeks I've been saying, I wonder if I can get this right again. So I had to go through all my books back, and I get that. But Grandmaster, you were having an event, and that's what you're here for. You're here to promote an event, your give back. And pull the mic a little closer. Your give back to the community, and I want to hear more about that. Because you bring a whole contingent with you today, and you bring more women. Last time you said you had women in a group, and I said, okay. But yeah, you're proving it today. So go ahead, Grandmaster, and welcome back to the show.
Good morning to you, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. It's indeed a pleasure to be back on this wonderful show to inform the community of what we are doing in Serenity Grand Lodge and Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter. Today, I have with me, we have our Deputy District Grandmaster in the person of Tavares Boleg. We have our Grand Patron in the person of Basil Damianos. We have our wonderful Associate Grand Matron, which is Sister Avia Martin. We also have with us Sister Latina Roll and Sister Chris Baston. And like another fellow to say from another talk show, we believe we are empowering women across the Bahamas. We are the leaders of the women them. Yeah, I hope I don't get sued for infringement. But we thank you for having us again to assist us in promoting our family fun day and raffle. So it will be tomorrow beginning at 11 a.m., until it will run until probably 8, 9 o'clock in the evening. when the sun go down, then, you know, it's a little bit more of a grown folks kind of day. But we definitely want as many family to come. It's open to the wider community.
And that's what I hear. You say family fun day. I want to know if I can come because I'm not in lodge. But I want to make sure I can come and I can be in a safe and a welcoming environment.
Yes, sir. You sure can come and any adult can come. It's not only for the Masonic family, but is open to the wider community, the general public. And if you come, I would make sure you put your shoes right on the side of the Bouncy Castle before you go inside.
That's going to
have
that
rock climbing. We're going to have a myriad amount of fun activities. For those who think they could play domino, I mean, they just say, I don't know.
But any backgammon there? Because my wife has played backgammon.
If she wants to come and be schooled in backgammon.
No, she's talented.
Okay, but then don't sing it. Bring it.
Okay.
Yes,
I can challenge. I just put money on her just in case.
You're going to also have,
in the lodge,
we don't do that.
The wager
I'm
willing
however,
to put money on her. She's good at it.
Okay, we also going to have a chess board for those who think they are...
I get that too.
Chess. Oh, man, that's
I
good.
I get that too.
Okay, then I would like to see you on that table.
Me and the child will come.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk much because I believe in giving the persons who are more smart in their field a chance to speak. And so the wonderful, our associate grand matron, Avia Martin, her along with the district deputy grandmaster, Tavares Boleg and the grand patron, Damianos, they are the ones who spearheads the fundraisings, and they are much more smarter than me.
Okay, let's start with Miss Martin. Miss Martin, why is it important to have this family event? And what do you all use this money for? Because it sounds like it'd be a lot of money making.
Well, firstly, good.
Closer to the mic there.
Okay, firstly, good morning to the radio world and the listening world. And I want to thank you once again for having us on this platform to fully express ourselves in what it is that we do in our organization. So on October 7th, which is tomorrow, will be our Family Fun Day there at the Gems Plaza. And it's actually free admission until from well late in the evening.
Okay.
We do have a lot of stuff planned, especially for the kids this time. We have cotton candy. We have snow cones, popcorn, hoopla. We have bouncing castles as well as horseback riding.
So horseback riding.
Yes. A horse will be present on the facility for all of the kids of the community to come and partake, to experience something that most of them, I never had the privilege of experiencing riding on a horse. But it'll be fun to see the kids to partake in such a wonderful initiative. There will also be wall climbing, of course, with our safety gear present and individuals there to watch the safety of the kids. And for the adults, you know, we got the domino tournament. I don't think anybody's fully ready for me on the table yet, but I will be there present tomorrow to, you know, rain on, you know, some heads, you know, a couple double sixes, a couple dukas.
And the women's branch of the lodge is called Chapters?
Yes.
And you are part of the Rose?
Yes, the Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, which was established in July of 2019. We presently have 5 chapters under our watchful eye and also under the watchful eye of Serenity Grand Lodge. And we have 2 chapters on the Out Islands, Abaco and Grand Bahama, and 3 here in the province.
I'm always excited when I see women are being empowered. And knowing that you exist as an associate of the Grand Lodge, how do you impact the activities of what the lodge do, or the mandate?
We are, in fact, the helpmates of the organization, especially of the lodge.
You're all in charge. Like how women... No, man, see, that's me being political. Forgive me. Do I just joke? Go ahead.
We are not in charge. However, we do recognize that they are the leaders of the Women's STEM. And so we bring forward our effort, our time, our money, our skills to assist in the wider community, as well in the whatever initiatives that the Grand Lodge has forward, we are there.
You brought 2 other women with you.
Yes.
Introduce them so I can at least know who they are. And they can say hi, bring that mic closer to you and just at least say hi that you were here. Go ahead.
Well, we have Sister Latina Roll and Sister Chris Bastian. Baston.
And sorry. Just so I can include you, how long have each of you been in the lodge, the Prince Hall origin, and why did you join? You just don't rush. Just grab the mic and say it directly inside the mic. And say your name so people know who you are.
A very pleasant good morning. My
I can't hear you there. I'm just making sure that mic is on.
Very pleasant. Good morning. My name is Sister Latina Roll. I have recently joined the Lodge a couple months ago. I joined because of the give back that we do for the community and the wider Bahamas.
Okay. And Miss Baston, if women are being an easy boy, I don't know if I should join this chapter. What advice would you give them to say, man, yeah, you should join?
Repeat that question.
A reason why a woman, Bahamian woman, should join your chapter.
Okay. For one like me, something like Sister Latina, I love to give back. And if you have a creative mind, even if you don't, it's a teaching organization.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel as if you don't fit in, we have a spot for you. You fit in with us.
We can find a spot.
We will find a spot. Okay. We have a spot for everyone.
I like that.
Very inclusive. Very inclusive.
Let's go to Damianos. It's good to see you back here, right? Let's talk back about the event again. And what is it, the objective of you're trying to do as a lodge?
The objective that we're really trying to do is to bring unity to the organization as well as the wider community. So it's not just a fundraiser, but bringing unity, bringing, you know, family together. So we're having a kitty corner.
Mm-hmm.
An excellent kitty corner.
I see you have so much different things.
Excellent.
And have you list off with all them those things are again.
An excellent kitty corner. So we are family oriented. We don't want just the brothers or the sisters to come. Bring your family.
Bring the whole family.
Yes. Get to know people.
Okay. Is there a grandmaster? Is there a kids' lodge? I'm just asking if that's such a thing.
It's not necessarily a kids' lodge. Different jurisdiction calls it different things. But we have the youth program, the youth arm of the lodge.
Mm-hmm.
Some people call it Knights of Heal of Morals. It's just various different names. But we have also a kids' arm. And we welcome, you know, if you have a kid that is not probably listening or doing as well as you would like morally or, you know, behavioral-wise,
mm-hmm.
you know, we have an inspector, you know, this district deputy grandmaster,
but
also an inspector, soon to be an assistant superintendent.
Good for him.
We're going to speak those things into existence. Good man. We do mentor kids in school, as well as if a parent has a child who's not doing well, we welcome you to bring them, and we could sure have a good
talk. I appreciate that. Ms. Marley, come to you soon, but I want to speak to Mr. Bowleg, right? As a man of discipline, you're all disciplined men on the police military branch, or that's another name for the police force.
I'm not sure. Armed forces,
right? Why did you seek out the Lord to say, but I can be a member of that? And I want to be an active member of that. Why so many disciplined men are attracted to the lodge?
Good morning.
Hold on, Mike, a little closer there, please. I'm sorry.
Good morning, Bahamas. Good morning, Cecil. It's a pleasure to be here with you this morning. It's a long, long, long way from my days in Senegal since college. To answer your question, it's a bit of an oxymoron. The reason why I joined the police force, I joined the Masonic body, I can't speak for anybody else. I wanted to give up. Like everybody else. I want to do more for my community than I thought a police officer could do. You know, police officers are, you know, stereotyped to be this, to be that. But I saw a need that for a positive impact within the community, a positive impact that I could have made. Talented, I have a lot of contacts among a lot of people. And I wanted to just show that off. And within the Masonic organization, you have the opportunity to do that. Once you're diligent, once you address, once you could perform, you could rise to the top of this Masonic body. And what we're doing tomorrow is a way to help the community. Lodges have so-so viewpoint in people's minds within the Bahamas and the world at large. What Prince Hall Origin and Serenity Ground Lodge intends to do tomorrow is put a small pebble in that pond to change the way people think.
Yes.
The reason why we focus on the family, because the family is the building blocks of the nation. You know, the future leaders, the future prime ministers, the future members of parliament, they come in from these families and these communities. And that's what we intend to do. We have different lodges on Grand Bahama and
Abaco.
Abaco. And in my capacity as Deputy District Grandmaster of the Southern District Bahamas.
The senior.
Senior.
Okay.
Deputy Grandmaster for the Southern Bahamas. It's my duty to go into the Southern Bahamas, the Auckland's in Nagua, make one open lodge stand there. So the social impact, the change that we seek to happen in Nassau and Northern Islands can also be done in the Southern Islands as well. It's all about
expanding. So the lodges give you opportunity to travel?
Yes.
I mean, when I say opportunity to travel, I mean without me paying for it?
Sometimes.
Okay. I got excited. I said you're the district. It sounds like you're traveling. So I just said, sometimes. I see opportunities now and reasons to come and say, hey, let me come and be a member.
Like the lodge is a non-profit organization. Mm-hmm. We hold fundraisers. We hold there. And the Grand Lodge approves the travel. Yes, but if it isn't there, it's a gift of love.
Mm-hmm.
Your reward in your Masonic ward is love. You don't do it to travel. A lot of people come in for... They may join the lodge for whatever reason, but when they come in and they see the love that's embraced and showed to them from the shared experience, they change their minds. And that's how we make good men better.
And good women better.
And good.
Or the best.
And yes.
Best. Yes, 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 yes. But let's go back to Ms. Martin, because we got to promote tomorrow. Tomorrow is the big grand event. It's a family event happening tomorrow where you have a whole station for kids. I mean, 4, 5, 6, 7 different activities for kids. And I want you to list all of the events that you're having, what type of food you're having. But also, I need to know where, because I didn't know if I heard exactly where I need to be for this large activity tomorrow. So start off with where it's going to be, and then we go to the time, and then what all going to happen.
Sure. It will be hosted at the Gems Plaza.
Where is that?
Which is located right there on Nassau Street. Pitt Road.
Pitt Road.
Yes.
Okay. Now, right. Gems Plaza. Where's Gems Plaza?
Gems Plaza would be the... After you pass Kentucky, it'll be the second plaza.
Okay.
On the left.
So, Pitt Road, that's in the back road.
Yes. It runs adjacent to Nassau Street.
Okay.
Adjacent,
but I see it. So, the park?
Of Kentucky.
It's right before the park.
Right before the park.
Yeah. Before
so I see it. That's tomorrow, right before the park. And Pitch Road, that's behind Nassau Street.
Yes.
There. Okay, I see it. Go ahead.
We have a ground. We have a big, large grounds area mm-hmm. in which the event will be hosted. So the Kitty Corner, like I stated earlier, will be consisting of the cotton candy machines. You have snow cones, popcorn, hoopla, the bouncing castle, the climbing wall, and horseback riding. That's mm-hmm. available for the kids. You'll have hot dogs, sodas, water, juice. Everything will be there for
the
kids.
For us big kids, because I have a big kid, and you, I see the food you're calling, but I see chicken.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, chicken can be there. Okay.
Yes, chicken. The grill will be lit, and I will tell you this. There are no better grillers than the grillers of Serenity Grand Lodge.
Oh, yeah. I get food from y'all before.
Especially our grand patron, Brother Damianos. He has a special touch for the grill.
Okay,
special
good.
Skill.
I got to be friends with you now.
So you will definitely not only be licking your fingers from the succulent and divine meats that you will have, you will be eating out of your wife's plate. Trust me when I tell you that.
So how much that cost so I can come prepared, please? The $10? Did people just charge $10 still? I thought it going to $50. You're all good people. Because nobody charges $10 for food no more.
It's a family fun day.
Okay, yeah. Nice. I appreciate that, by the way.
When the committee had came up and they had put in their budget, they had budgeted for between $12 and $15. But again, as we are a nonprofit, we are trying to give back to the community. And, you know, we want to make it affordable for those persons who are less endowed with finances.
That's so people like me.
Anyway.
But tell me the size chicken so I can know what it comes in. Because just throw that in. What size?
Leg quarter.
What else coming inside the plate?
Peas and rice, corn on the cob, and pickled beets.
Nice.
For
$10.
$10.
I like that already. You all got any sweets? Like pastries and that?
Oh, yes. We are two of our great sisters.
Yes.
Both of them are Johnsons.
You see, I already planning my day.
Johnson.
I plan in my day and I plan in my food. And
okay,
I budget it.
You know,
because there's four of us in my family, so I got to buy four plates. Yeah. So that's $40 there. Okay, that's good. I don't have to buy nothing to drink.
Some
I just
suckling on burgers. Oh, the drinks will be there.
Any libations?
Libations.
Oh, good.
Will be there.
I was just saying. I heard soda
in a special corner.
In a special corner.
Away from the kids.
And away from the kids. But kids, I'll be nowhere. I could be in that special corner.
Face painting for the kids and those who are kid at heart.
Good.
Because I'm a real fan of the Hulk and Spider-Man.
I appreciate
that. One side and Spider-Man the other side.
I appreciate
it.
Very family-oriented. Yes, and I thank you very much for coming by and explaining what is happening on this weekend, October 7th, Saturday, starting at 1 o'clock?
Yes.
And 1
I'm
o'clock?
I'm trying to say 11. Now y'all,
no? Okay. 11 or 1. Give me your official time.
I need my full day, so, give me, so I'll be there from 11, even if they 11. Start at 1.
We'll be there from 11.
Yeah. What time does the grill be available?
Grill food will be available by 12.
Okay, so let's say that's 12 o'clock, be out there for the food, right? And then everything else, you all come there and enjoy yourself and go to Bunkson Castle. But 12 o'clock, the food could be ready.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And see, when I come 12 o'clock, I won't say we starting now. I won't be able to come and collect my food. Yeah. Good, good, good.
You'll be able to get seconds and all.
I appreciate that. Yeah. See, I didn't appreciate that.
Seconds and all.
So that's October 7th.
Yes.
They can tomorrow. Be out there from 11. That's tomorrow. They can be out there from 11, but 12 noon, the food could be ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
They can have all kind of bouncing castle and kids things, and they can have the horse ride thing for children.
Yeah.
And it's a family event, so you can bring your children, right? It could be from 11 until. And what else got Grandmaster?
Remember now, we also have the raffle drawing.
Tell me about the raffle drawing.
Yeah, the raffle drawing. I mean, we have so many prizes that we have on the raffle. We have, it's a $500 cash prize, a round trip ticket anywhere where Bahamas Air fly.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Nice. Anywhere Bahamas Air fly.
Bahamas Air fly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
A round trip ticket anywhere Western Air flies. We have a 65-inch smart TV. That's what I'm really gunning for.
Yeah.
We have Amazon Fire Stick. We have basically five of them. You have five chances to win.
A program? The Amazon
program.
Fire. Okay, good.
Fire Sticks. We have a car rental agency, and we also have a two-day car rental from another car agency. We have, I think we have one $150 gas voucher. We have one 100 gas voucher. We have a microwave. We have manicure and pedicure for couples. Or
nice.
Individuals. We have a massage. You could win a massage experience for one of the best massage therapists in this country. We also have I think the Ray-Ban, it costs about $400.
Ray-Ban.
It's nice. So sad that nice. I do not wear shades. But anyway, we also have a ladies' bag, but I can't even say ladies' bag now because some men call it a man purse.
Man purse.
So, right. And so we have a guest purse that is, I think, is in the, I think we
I just get texted someone, if you can have crab and rice.
No crab and rice.
No crab and rice. See, people texting me saying, I ain't going to crab and rice.
No crab and rice.
No crab and rice. We wouldn't be able to get the crab from Andres in time. We wouldn't be able to get it in time. But if I may, I need to find it to make sure the Fun Run Walk. October is observed as Breast Cancer Month. And we in Serenity Grand Lodge, and especially Rose of Sharon Grand Chapter, because this is their bag. We had a member who died earlier this year,
mm-hmm.
a gem of a human being, a gem in the name of Sister Lorraine Joseph. And she lost a long-time battle with cancer. So in commemorating her and trying to memorialize her, we have enacted now the Lorraine Joseph Fun Run Walk, a fight against cancer. And that will be the 21st of this month.
Mm-hmm.
We want as many persons who would like to be a part of it. The registration is $25. And the funds is really to go towards fighting breast cancer, like for mammogram screening and so forth, for persons who are in aid of their medicine. So when we raise this money, it's not a dollar's going to stay in Serenity Grand Lodge of Rose of Sharon. It's really to go towards the fight against cancer.
So this is what this money can be used for?
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Yes. And we welcome those persons who in the community who would even like to be on our board, for this particular board, to come on down. And anyone who they know is entrepreneurs and philanthropists who would be willing. We do good stuff. We like District Deputy Grandmaster Bolek said, we are a nonprofit organization. If you look at our bank account, you would probably have to look very, very low to see the bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Because every dollar we raise, not every, what doesn't go towards just operation. And our operation cost is the minor cost.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for us to live lavishly like other entities, nonprofit entities. But most of our funds goes towards community building. And I don't want to, it's not political at all because he's the father of the nation.
Mm-hmm.
We like to wipe as many tears from as many eyes as we can.
Nice.
You know, so please, you could call us at 393-7289 or 802-247-2 if you would like to sign up for the fun run walk in memory of our beloved sister Lorraine Joseph.
Good. Before you go, I got a text just now, and I guess it's going to be a text to Tavares Bulleg, right? So, good morning, CA. I live in the Eggleston and the Grove area for 30 years now, and I have never seen or heard give a giveaway event where they're giving people things. And I know that you invited me, Mr. Bulleg, to giveaway events, so I want you to explain what type of giveaway events your lodge ever had. Because these people said they never see a lodge do anything, ever.
We had numerous giveaway events in Miami Sonic Wall. In addition to being the chairman, the co-chairman of the fundraising committee, I'm also a chairman of a charity committee. In Miami Sonic Wall, we raised, a thousand books. We gave them out to the local school. I think T.A. Thompson up there, right? T.A. Thompson. We do numerous clothing drives. Two weeks ago, we did a clothing drive. We do numerous food drives where we are. Our headquarters is located on Soldier Road. And it's about every other Saturday, we do clothing drives out there where people just come collect articles of clothing. One of our brothers owns a organic chicken farm. Yes. Organic chicken farm. And 20% of his harvest, he donates to the local food charities, the Lawn Bahamas. We did just this August, we did four.
So y'all do things?
We did four back-to-school drives in Providence,
various
Abaco, Lutra, and Grand Bahama.
We did three
charities to the local church, a local school, and a local Shelby community within the Grand Bahama area.
I just want to make that clear. Since a text to text me saying they never see a lodge ever given.
In the obituary, they say too many to number.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Exactly. We could attest for Serenity Grand Lodge and Rules of Sharon Grand Chapter. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Good.
We also have a Facebook page. They could go on our Facebook page, Serenity Grand Lodge. Facebook page is not a website, it's a page.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to join, just like it. And they can see all of our numerous charitable events.
Good. Put in there. So anyway, I would like to thank you for passing by. Tomorrow is going to be again, Ms. Martin.
It will be held at the Gems Plaza right there on Pitt Road off of Nassau Street.
Time again?
From 1 p.m. until.
Okay. But from early as 11, they could be over.
Early as 11, you could come and enjoy yourself. Yes. By 12:30, the food will be ready.
We're going to take a break right now. We're going to be going to speak to Reverend Bishop. Let me make sure I have the name correct. Who's on Zoom? Bishop Dr. Joaquin Molina, who is in the Bahamas and they're promoting an event. So we'll be taking a break now. And when we come back, we'll join her via Zoom. Anyway, Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Grandmaster, for bringing everyone here. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Bahamas.
We've been with you from the very start, leading the way and providing you with the best in primetime sporting experiences. From one goal to the next, you can count on us for full access to the best sports channels at home or on the go. Make Rev your only choice. Visit Rev.bs. Every match, every game, every moment. Rev, your home for sports.
America completely run out of it.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
And welcome back to Guiding Radio AM. We have a full slate of activities happening in Guiding Radio AM today. And of course, we have Bishop Dr. Joaquin Molina. Can you hear me, Bishop?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, and welcome to Guiding Radio AM. I'm just confirming, because it's via Zoom. I'm confirming this is Bishop Dr. Joaquin, and I pronounce that. How do you pronounce your first name?
Joaquin.
Joaquin, like the hurricane.
Yes, like the hurricane.
Oh, okay, good. So welcome to the radio, Bishop. You are having an event in the upcoming days, weeks, and I wanted to welcome you to explain what is happening for that.
Thank you, sir. We're visiting and invited to the Bahamas to rally a really great movement of men. We believe that the men that are in the Bahamas are the treasures that are hidden in darkness, and that God wants to use them on the planet on the last day's revival. And so we're calling men to conform to the measure, to the stature, and to the fullness of Christ. Perfect men, equipped, thoroughly equipped to champion the nations for God's glory. So we have a team of men that will be coming, and we will just introduce the ministry of a book that I wrote called What is a Man? Because that is the crisis of the day. If man doesn't know his identity, it's not that he becomes nothing. It's when he doesn't know his identity, he can move in any other direction and miss the mark. And we want the men to understand their creator and what they were created for, and that they would move in the direction of the significance and purpose of God for their lives.
I'm sorry, Bishop. I this is by Zoom. I can't get to see your face, but I'm trying to ask you a question before then. Your book asks a question, what is a man? Right? And that question it has been debated recently between men and women, saying, oh, you're not a man. This is what a man is supposed to do. And men saying, no, women can't be dictating to us how to define a man. Via your book, via your inspiration through the Holy Spirit, what is a man? What is our role, our purpose?
Can I tell you, first and foremost, I'm glad that you brought that up about a woman defining a man, because actually, that is the first time that men discovered they are not a man. When they're confronted by a woman who says, that's not what your expression should be. Now, here it is. Ready? A woman, the Bible says, is a crown upon her husband's head. So when a man is walking in the manner that God created, the woman can identify and confirm she is his refreshing. Okay, the same way God refreshes and supplies us, we are to refresh and supply the woman with what she needs. So when one of the things that God is our covering. And the Bible says that a mantle would be given to man to cover his wife. Well, when a man is removing the mantle and making the woman naked and exposing her, you see that he's not being an effective cover. So we're going to start with a very basic premise. The very first time the word man is mentioned is in Genesis chapter 1, first chapter of Genesis, verse 26, where God says, let us, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, make man in our image and likeness. So that's the very beginning. The very first expression is something created in the attributes, the character attributes of God. If God is love, man must be love. If God is generous, man must be generous. If God is pure, man has to stay away from pornography. That's unclean. So we see that that first attribute in the image and likeness of God, and then verse 28, Genesis 1:28 says, and God blessed them. The blessing of God is upon men. And he said, be fruitful, multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, and take dominion. So there's seven order of blessings in man. First, he's made in the image of God, in the likeness of God. And then he has the blessing of God, number two. And then God, number three, says, be fruitful. Number four, multiply. Number five, fill the earth, subdue it, and take dominion. So we see that God created a champion. And when man falls short, and we know the Bible says, for all have fallen short, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, as soon as we get that issue right, which was on the cross, God justified us in his death, burial, and resurrection. After that experience of repentance, man must get back on track to serve the purpose for which God created him, which was to fill the earth with God's glory. And so that happens in the context of marriage, because we know God said it's not good for man to be alone. And then we know that our children become a manifestation and a fruit of the marriage relationship. So we use Genesis 18:18, where it says, I will make a great and mighty nation. How does God go from one man to a great and mighty nation? He tells you in the next verse, Genesis 18:19, because he will teach his children to keep my commandments and his whole household to follow my ways so that I can fulfill in Abraham what I have said. So God has a desire that every man would become a patriarch, but it doesn't happen overnight.
Bishop,
number one.
I hear that, and I know you're here to help our men's movement, help develop it, and I know you have a book that goes in detail with that. And I know you're here in the Bahamas now. While you're here in the Bahamas, who have you been meeting with? What have you been doing in terms of the instructions that you were given just now? How were you implementing that to help us here in the Bahamas men?
Every time we go into a nation, and we will be in Poland, we'll be in South America, Argentina, we have just gotten back from Honduras. Every time we go into a nation, the very first thing we do is go to the patriarchs, the men responsible for the burden of their nation. So we have met with the patriarchs here in the Bahamas, and they have said, we welcome you to this area. Yesterday, we met with the Honorable Michael Darville. He's the Minister of Health. We met with the prisons. We went into Fox Hill Prison. We met with the chaplain, William Thompson. We've met with the ministries of men here in the Bahamas. All have one accord that this is a visitation of the Bahama Islands, that God wants to restore manhood amongst the men in the families of the Bahamas. And so we're just moving in the Spirit of God in a manner that will be evident by the fruit of men that will love and lay down their lives for their wives and serve their children as an example. The Minister of Health yesterday was telling us that 70% of the children born in the Bahamas are born out of wedlock. They don't know their fathers. And that is an indictment to any nation. We must call the young men to honor the sacred relationship and intimacy, because God is interested in mankind from the womb to the tomb. The safest place on the planet is supposed to be the womb. It's become the most dangerous place as a result.
This time, Bishop Molina, we have 2 minutes now. When are you coming back to the Bahamas to continue your mentorship?
We have a meeting tomorrow with the leadership, and they are planning to come back November 19th, and we're gonna have a 17th, 18th, and 19th to call the men to take a journey with us from the womb all the way to their last breath, so that life in the progressive steps of manhood is fruitful, it is refreshing, and it is hitting the bullseye. The Bible says our children are like arrows in the hand of the mighty warriors. If we don't walk in courage and in manhood, we miss the mark, and our children don't hit the bullseye.
We're about to leave right now.
Whatisaman.com is our page. On YouTube, we have so many resources, and you can sit there and watch for 3 years full of resources of the dynamics of manhood, so that every day we're taking a step. People ask me, how do you minister? I said, it's like eating an elephant, one bite at a time. Take one step at a time in the right direction, and you will arrive at your destination. So thank you for having us. We are excited, and this is not a circus to produce clowns. This is a ministry to men to produce champions and change the world.
Thank you very much. This has been Guiding Radio in the AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Bishop Joaquin Molina. Have a wonderful day.